It's time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Hello and welcome back to Community Circle. I am your host, Philip Amerine, and today we welcome a guest who strives to help some very special children indeed. What is your name and which organization are you with?
My name is Chad Bays. I'm a native of Phoenix, Arizona. I am the co-founder and director of operations for Academic Opportunity of Arizona. We're a student tuition organization located here in Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. So what is the purpose of Academic Opportunity of Arizona?
Essentially, we provide educational funding and support for children living with special needs and low-income hardships. So think of a child living with autism, Down syndrome, vision, hearing, maybe any other disability. We provide the actual funding for that parent or that guardian to choose to send that child to a school that's specialized in that child's disability per se. We also provide funding for low-income hardships as well. So parents living in a poverty level, we provide funding for that child to provide or to attend a private school.
What brought you and your other co-founders together to really set this and bring this into life? What was it? Did you all each have individual things? Did some of you know each other? And you just, what was it? What was the secret sauce?
Great question. Yeah, no secret sauce. I don't know that we're a McDonald's formula here.
Yeah.
But it was really a culmination, I think, of timing, like anything in life, timing and relationships. Is I met the other fellow board member several years serving with the Phoenix 2030 Club. Mm-hmm. And I was at some crossroads. I was an insurance agent and had a small insurance agency previously, and the timing was right to kind of embark on a new journey. Had the support of these guys, and we got initial support out of the gate, so it was kind of gangbusters. With it all, it's kind of, you know, to use the cliche, the stars aligned, but we just had a lot of like-minded individuals who wanted to see our community, who we live here, a lot of, we all have families here, and actually see, you know, a bright future.
And what about you specifically? Anything that motivates you to go in day in and day out and help children with special needs go to school?
It's really the feedback. It's really the feedback. So like I said earlier, coming from the insurance agency, you know, we got three calls. It was, hey, I got an accident in my cupboard, or hey, my rates just went up. Why did they go up? Or I'm leaving you because my rates went up, right? So Sorry, I'm being facetious there. Insurance is a necessary need. But the feedback that we get from the parents, being actual to see, and it's a lot with the donors as well, actually seeing where your hard work goes. So they actually get to choose to donate to us, and then we actually get the impact, the community, and we provide that feedback back to the parents as well. So it's those phone calls, those emails, and everything else where we get.
So you're being a little selfish is what you're saying.
Completely selfish, completely selfish. I wake up every day with a smile because I know that what we're doing makes an impact rather than moving the needle for, you know, bottom, which is, you know, making money.
It's necessary. It's a necessary function
wrong,
of life.
But that's the big deal. That's the big deal.
All
there.
Right. Now, as a co-founder, what were and really are some of the biggest challenges with spearheading a hefty mission such as this?
Absolutely. It's easy to get the support behind the cause because, as I mentioned earlier, it's a no-brainer for a lot of folks to get behind our mission and everything else as well. But obviously the capacity, right? You need funding and you need that support as well. So that's been the biggest initiative as well, as we've been overwhelmed. So when we launched back in 2014, right out of the gate, we received over 100 applications from families in need. So you can go to the Arizona Department of Revenue and actually locate all the student tuition organizations here in Arizona, but we were flooded right out of the gate. Mm. So initially, we weren't able to get one foot in front of the other just because we didn't have the immediate funding. I'm happy to say in the past 3 years, we've raised from $6,000 up to $488,000 this year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So that's been huge, and that's kudos to our board members and everybody who's volunteered and put efforts into that, and we're expected to increase that dramatically this year as well. So really, the fundraising has been the biggest challenge because without the funds, right, we're not able to provide the scholarships in need.
Right. So what is the website? Just because we like to plug it a lot so that way people don't get lost within the content.
Certainly. I'm glad you asked. It's academicopportunity.org. And once again, academicopportunity.org. And that's going to be the gateway for information for our parents, for our potential donors as well. So that's going to be the first and foremost lead source to go to. So if you're a parent out there and you're listening and you think this might be an idea or, excuse me, an avenue that you want to pursue for your child, download our application. Once again, academicopportunity.org. You can download our application. The prerequisites are listed there right on our application as well. So if you're not sure if your student qualifies or not, check the prerequisites. You can fill out the application. It's PDF capability, and you can submit it right online there.
So that's step one then. The application is step one. What's kind of like the further on process if they do indeed get past that application process?
Step one is download the application,
okay,
check the prerequisites. because we're all our students are qualified and verified. So all our prerequisites are stated within the state of Arizona.
Okay.
So it's all black and white. So all the prerequisites are going to be there. So first and foremost, make sure that your student's going to qualify there. If you have any questions, you can email us at info@academicopportunity.org or call us at 480-378-6650. That's step number one. Make sure you qualify. Mm-hmm. Step number two is submit a completed application. All the application guidelines are submitted there. You can do it paperless or you can mail it in as well. All the information is listed there. Once you submit the application, it's going to be about a 30-day turnaround for us to review the application, vet it, make sure that we don't need any additional information, and then for us to make a decision based on funding, the amount of award scholarship that we can, and the timeline of that. So that's first and foremost. So usually it's about a 30 to 45-day turnaround when the parents hear back regarding funding.
And do they hear back either way?
Yes, they hear back either way. Okay.
So where would you say that you've seen the Academic Opportunity of Arizona has made the greatest impact, whether it be just in the public in general or maybe some specialized stories that you just happen to know of?
Certainly, yeah, great question. So our greatest impact that we've made is primarily when we originated was being on the special needs community. So that's where we've seen with our development, where we've issued multi-year commitments to a lot of our students who have attended specialized school in the autism spectrum or in any other disabled spectrum as well. So we've received numerous feedback from our parents where, quite frankly, without the scholarship or the funding, they wouldn't be able to send their child to that school. And we got feedback actually just last week from a child who we provided a multi-year commitment to for the previous 2 years. And that parent is actually taking their school out of the private school and re-enrolling them back into the public school for the first time. He'll actually be able to join his older sister in the same public school.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Because of the development they had in the private school sector there too.
Right, because they're able to cater to their needs and what exactly they need in order to get back in a comfortable community.
Exactly. So we primarily focus on the private school sector, but we have students that go from private school, public school, and back and forth because the net effect is they all want the growth and the engagement with the students.
I'd imagine that that's the end goal anyways, too, for the child is to just somewhat get some semblance of normalcy.
Exactly. And that's the big mission for us as well. And that's really what separates our student tuition organization. Now, there's over 100 here in the state, mm-hmm. and you can go to the Department of Revenue. They have a list of all the organizations. I'm obviously biased to Academic Opportunity of Arizona, right? I've got my heart and soul on this as well. But the two kind of identifying factors that sets us apart is our commitment to providing sustainability for our students and our families. So once we get our students and our families within our system, if you will, and they're in a performing school where their student is performing and the school is excelling, we provide multi-year commitments for that family and for that child. And I can't tell you the feedback that we get is off the charts from our families where they know and they have the peace of mind that not only does their child have funding this year, but for next year and potentially a third year as well. Last report that I read is families fill out multiple applications for multiple organizations, anywhere from 5 to 7 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put yourself in those families' positions where
you're constantly working.
Exactly. It's a cycle. So if we're able to provide that foundation, that sustainability.
And that assurance, really, that they'll be able to continue this for their child.
Exactly. So they know their child's going to continue to develop and continue to grow. And that's really the impact. That's what chokes me up. That's the stories we love sharing with our donors and with the community out there, because that's really where our impact has been the most.
And did you say that you also help with funding for regular just public schools?
Not public schools, no. So the way that we're structured is because mm-hmm. we're a student tuition organization, so the state has guidelines for it. So we can only fund for private schools that don't accept or do not accept any public school funds.
Okay.
So any charter schools or any public schools, we can't provide any assistance, so only on the private school sector.
Okay. So then that begs the question, which schools are aligned with your organization? Which ones do you guys find to be the most catering, nurturing, what have you?
Exactly. That's another point that separates us is we are non-secular. We don't discriminate schools or scholarship funds or award applicants or anything like that. So if a school is private and they meet the guidelines within the state of Arizona, we're open to funding for them.
And that's great for the parents because then that gives them a wider variety to choose from your guidelines.
Exactly. So we have over a dozen schools that we work with through all the state of Arizona. So from Tucson to Flagstaff to Scottsdale to Arizona. So if there's a school out there and you're listening and you want to be approved, you can go to our website and you can email us at info@academicopportunity.org and we'll send over school application and a school agreement for your school to become affiliated with us.
Now, what are some of the challenges that come with special needs children? I know that sounds kind of redundant, but I feel as if people who do not have a child with special needs, while they may sympathize, they don't exactly know what direct challenges there can be.
It's tough, and especially in the educational environment, because, you know, one of the greatest responses to the question I got is, well, we all have special needs. Mm. We've just been in a traditional school where, you know, the box has been confined where all these needs are met here.
Right.
So it's kind of thinking outside the box, if you will. And that's where schools, we work with Lawrence Institute for Education. They specialize with the autism community mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So that's really where the greatest impact and the greatest effect is.
All right. And how can people help? Is there a way that a venue that people can help outside of donations? Is there a way that they can really help your organization?
Really with awareness. So we're really streamlined. So when we built this from the ground up, we're completely paperless. So we operate online completely. So really awareness. So if you have a donor, a corporation donor that you may think fits a profile, that's the biggest, just getting awareness out there. And also for schools and for public as well, because that's the biggest thing is all the way around is the awareness aspect. So for parents, for the schools, and for the donors, the majority of us out there don't even realize that we can make a tax credit donation or that these funds are available for the schools or for their students in need.
Yeah, that's true. I know a lot of people don't realize that when they're filing their taxes or whatever, and at the end of the day, or at the end of the year rather, they have these allotted funds that they can put towards an organization. They just don't because they aren't even made aware that they have an option to do so.
Exactly. And that's kind of the other caveat here. So we're able to provide these multi-year commitments for these students and make a direct impact to our community, but we're not able to do that with fundraising, right? And that's the crux with any nonprofit, any organization, is you got to have the funding and the capacity.
Of course. You can't help as much as you would like to if you don't have the ability to do so.
Exactly, exactly. So with our 501c theory, that's a real catalyst for our fundraising. So there's two components for our fundraising is there's the corporations, and that's what we're coming into our season right now, is our fiscal year fundraising for 2017-18 begins July 1st of 2017. So if you're a small business owner out there, if you're a large business owner out there, essentially if you pay Arizona income taxes, you can donate to Academic Opportunity of Arizona or another student tuition organization, but I prefer Academic Opportunity, obviously. And you actually receive a dollar-for-dollar tax credit, so anywhere from $5,000, and there's actually no cap to it. So if you're listening out there and if you think you qualify, your business does, the first action I would take is go to our website. You can download the corporate donation form there. It's a PDF form. Send that to your tax professional. Say, we want to support these guys. We want to make a donation, and ask them how much you qualify for. If you're an S corporation, if you're a C corporation, there's potential that you qualify. Download the form, send it to your tax professional. Other component from fundraising is on the individual side. So we all get the emails, especially at year end, right, from all the different tax benefits, all the different tax avenues and everything else where individuals can make it. We're no different. We're one of the five that every individual here in Arizona can donate to. So we're a student tuition organization. If all you type A people who I know are listening out there, if you want to be proactive for your taxes for 2017, you can go online to academicopportunity.org. There's a green button that says donate now. We make it as seamless and as easy as possible. You can donate via PayPal. And depending on your marital status, your filing status, you can donate anywhere from $500 to about $2,100 next tax years. And those dollars go directly back in the community within 24 months. Since 2014, I'm proud to say that we've allocated over $300,000 to local children in need here.
That's fantastic. And again, it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so not a penny of that goes to anybody else. It just goes directly back to the children. It
goes directly back to the children. And that brings up the last point. Sorry, I'm rambling here. What sets us aside from a lot of other organizations is not only do we give back, like you just said there, but we also give back outside the classroom. And this was a big initiative that hit home for me, because growing up, I'm sure you can relate as well, is, you know, school's fun and all, right, as I'm doing air quotes here, but it's really outside the classroom where you form those lifelong friendships, those bonds within the community. And that was something where we wanted to make sure that the students who, A, can't afford to go to the school they need to, but actually can do the activities outside the classroom as well and build those friendships. So we actually dedicate and we spend a portion of our funds and support Special Olympics of Arizona. Wow. We're proud to support the Autism Walks here in Arizona as well this year. So it's really inside the classroom and outside the classroom as well. So that's really, I'm getting goosebumps here, but that's really where we feel the biggest impact is, you know, when we support the athletes in the Olympics, the Special Olympics, and actually see their parents and the impact that that makes as well.
So, and you know what, I've always heard that when you volunteer with stuff like that, I mean, just as a separate person, not part of an organization with you, but as a person who donates time to the Special Olympics and places like that, you always get way more
out of it than the people participating. It's seeing them happy and doing the things that mean that much to them, you just get so much more out of it than you anticipate even going in. It's fantastic.
It's priceless. It's absolutely priceless.
So then that leads us to go to who are some of your corporate sponsors? Let's pay it forward and give them the recognition they deserve.
Yeah, corporate sponsors. So some love to be public, some love to remain private. We keep them private because some, they get big targets on their names and everything else as well, because we deal with small businesses and large corporations as well. But I can assure you, you shop in their stores, you see their cars on the road, they're selling everything else as well. So we run the gamut from small. I know Arizona is comprised of a lot of mom-and-pop small business owners. So we run the gamut from small business owners all the way to large Fortune 50, Fortune 100 companies as well. So don't think you're too big or not big enough. There's room for everyone. Absolutely.
So then let's go to where those funds go. So you said that there's the two programs. What specifically programs does your organization utilize to push forward with your mission? So it's the scholarship, and then it's the helping of the Special Olympics and Walk for Autism?
Things, yes. Yeah. So the primary of the funds goes towards awarding scholarships for children with low-income hardships and children with limited disabilities. So that's where the lion's share of all the funds go. So we support private schools throughout the state of Arizona, from far south as Tucson all the way to Phoenix, out on the West Valley as well. We've received applications from schools in Flagstaff all over the state. So those funds go directly towards the tuition. They go only towards tuition as well.
And I think that that's an important factor too. It's not, it's all within Arizona. We always kind of think of a downtown beat, and that's kind of where our listener base is, but it also goes up to Flagstaff.
Goes all over Arizona. Yeah. Correct. So we're restricted by the great state of Arizona, the border alone.
But, and that's pretty wide. That's a pretty good spectrum.
That's a great spectrum. And we're open to it all. So if you're listening from Flagstaff, Yuma, Tucson, wherever you may be, Gila Bend, we can help.
Yes. Just as a sort of re-plug, what is the website?
Website is academicopportunity.org. Excuse me, the website is academicopportunity.org.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today. We really appreciate it here on Community Circle.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.